You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You.
Yes, welcome to episode number 1020. My name's Rob. Thank you for hanging out with us today. Appreciate it. As we always do, got a great show for you today.
We do have a great show for you today. Actually, kind of excited about this one. I think it might be a little fast and easy.
Yeah, which isn't bad.
No, I like fast and easy. Sometimes when I go down the rabbit hole, I just exhaust myself.
Well, you're not exhausting anybody else. We're all just taking in the information, trying to be sponges, learn, grow, remember, improve. Anyways, we do hope that this brings value to your day and to your drone life and your, indeed, your drone business, as a matter of fact. But anyways, it's an interesting question. There's just been a lot of confusion in the industry as it relates to what's going on with DJI and the Phantom. So anything you want to say before we play the question? Should we hop right in?
I just want to say, don't forget, everyone who's listening to this show, that we've already talked about how DJI is supposedly bringing the Phantom back to life. So that may negate what we're going to say, but I will say, based off of our talks with our DJI sponsor and friend, DJI New York, which I'm not sure how much, I think that their sponsorship is actually technically over, but long story short is that they told us, he goes, just tell everyone out there that if you buy a new Phantom, the care refresh, the language has actually changed. So we'll talk about how it's changed and what it's changed to. So let's go ahead and play that question, Rob. And again, you know, this is brought to you by our friends here at the Drone U community. If you want to have a drone training experience, you got to come to one of our drone training events. Just go to droneu.education and check out why so many other people are flocking to these trainings.
Hello, Rob and Paul. My name is Cameron Castillo. I'm the owner of Island Forged, an aerial photography business based out of Kailua Kona, Hawaii. First off, I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for everything that you do for the drone community. You have been truly an inspiration. So my question is, how is DJI supposed to replace unrepairable Phantom drones through their Care Refresh program, considering the fact that they don't have any more Phantoms in stock? Thanks again for everything you do, and I look forward to hearing your answer.
Yeah, thank you very much, Cameron. We hope to be in your neck of the woods sometime in the next year. That'd be a lot of fun. Hang out in Hawaii.
I mean, we are planning to go to Kauai for a Drone U conference experience where we're doing 5 or 6 unique trainings and offering them all at once. We are just trying to plan that and the economic viability of doing so, and hope that you'll join us because it will only be available to about 15 people.
Well said.
Thanks, Rob.
Anyways.
That's what I'm here for.
Indeed. Care Refresh. Good question. What if you've purchased Care Refresh and then all of a sudden you hear, we wouldn't have any drones to replace your drone anyways?
Yeah. I don't think that that's what's going on. In fact, okay. I think if you were to look at the terms and conditions of Care Refresh now versus what they were a year ago, I think that you'll see very significantly there's a slight change in there where they say they will give you a Phantom 4 refurbished.
It says that in the terms and conditions?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
At least that's what I've been told. I actually haven't verified that myself, so if it doesn't say that, I'm going to feel really stupid. But someone who owns a DJI store did tell me that, so I do trust their opinion. So I hopefully mean, they're right.
I suppose if we're going to trust anybody before reading it ourselves, that would be a person.
Yes. Yes, it would. But again, you know, they're supposedly bringing the Phantom 4 back into production. So I'm hoping that they do for our own purposes. We've already seen the battery back in production. So I would say that that's, you know, one significant sign and signal that things are coming back up to life. And look, the Phantom is a tool of choice. It is the DeWalt of drones. I mean, literally the DeWalt of drones. When people think of a drone from a news piece to a picture in the paper to an advertisement online, you know what drone they always see, Rob? The freaking white little Phantom.
Yeah, all the way. I was just looking at a current ad or a current article. I think it was May of 2019, and they had, I might have been a Phantom 1.
Oh, wow.
Phantom 2 at best. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it shows, right?
That you can always,
how long it's been a staple.
You can always tell, like, how knowledgeable a particular company is based off of the stock footage that they use on their articles.
Mm.
because you always see unique custom photos by people who are knowledgeable in the drone industry, and you don't see the same image. And I mean, like, even some of our, so as our organization has gotten bigger, some of these same stock photos have been used on our site, and I've literally had to like call out a few of our marketing people and say, take this image off of our site immediately. I don't want the same photo that was on the UXV book from 2012 about flying drones. Like, they're, you remember
just,
that one?
They're just nostalgic people.
I was like, I used to work at that university. Take that down. Oh, man. But I think it actually is like a determinant of their culpability of presenting worthwhile information, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I think it makes sense. You're just... It's nice to keep things fresh and to let folks know in your marketing, obviously, that you're staying up with what are you reading? That's so funny.
Nothing.
Oh, boy.
Nothing. My dad said he was getting into a Hallmark movie, and I said, let me know if your estrogen levels increase. And he wrote me a 2-word response that I can't repeat on
the show. I'm guessing it wasn't up yours.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't that at all. Actually, we have an up-and-coming new instructor with this last name.
Oh, gosh. No, we don't. No, we don't.
Anyway, so to answer his question, if you buy a new drone, what is Care Refresh going to do? They're going to send you a Phantom 4, if you bought the Pro, a Pro refurb. If you brought the Advanced, an Advanced refurb. And I'm just going to tell everyone out there, highly recommend Care Refresh. I think it's the fastest way to... just get your drone and get a new one back. So
yeah.
Otherwise, just be smart and invest in a second drone. I think everyone should have a backup if you're serious. So
yeah, and then check out fortressuav.com/drone-u if you do need to get something fixed.
Well, Rob, we need to get something
fixed.
Just saying.
We're going to reach out to them here as soon as we hang up.
Okay, good. On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
Thanks again for watching, listening, and leaving a review. It helps other people like you find us, which doesn't that help the whole industry if more people are educated? I'm going to leave you on that calibrated question.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.